a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, we're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Apostle Peter, and today we explore Peter's sifting. Let's have a look here in Luke chapter 22. Jesus is speaking and he says, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, speaking specifically to Peter here, you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And he said to him, this is Peter now, "Lord, I am willing to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me." Now, of course, Peter doesn't really believe that. He thinks he's going to be stronger than he's going to be. But nonetheless, what we see here is he needs sifting. Jesus predicts that Peter will be sifted along with all the other disciples. The sifting appears inevitable. And I suppose if it's inevitable, then it's necessary. Peter isn't ready yet for the full calling of what God is going to call him to after the resurrection and the ascension. Peter is going to be feeling like he's alone in the trial that's to come when Jesus is arrested and Peter is accused of being one of his followers and then he claims not to be. But he's not really alone. Satan is not guaranteed the final victory here, even though he's the one demanding the sifting. Nonetheless, it's not just about Peter and Satan, it's about Jesus being involved. Peter is reassured by Jesus that his prayers are with him. Isn't that quite something, to know that Jesus is praying for you? It's not that Jesus is saying the sifting can be avoided, but he is saying, "I'm going to be with you in that sifting." Jesus ultimately expresses hope for Peter and a purposeful future once the sifting has done what it needs to do. So what is sifting good for? It separates the useful from the useless in us. Satan wants to disgrace God through our failures, but our Lord knows that sifting can make us stronger. It helps to remember that in our struggles we have God with us, 1 Corinthians 10:13. "No temptation has seized you except what is common to mankind. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." Are you being sifted right now? Is it catching you off guard like it did with Peter? Remember, you know, later Peter wrote this in 1 Peter 4 verse 12, and I wonder if he was thinking back to this encounter with Jesus when he says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." Peter later was able to see the value in his sifting, and that's the faithful perspective that you and I need when we're being sifted, that we will one day look back, and even though it seems strange at the time, we would then realize that there was something positive in this, something that was going to help us to be stronger, something that was going to help us to understand God's purpose in our lives and equip us for something new that God is going to do in us. So why don't take some time today to pray about any sifting that's going on in your life and ask God to keep you strong and faithful and visionary about what that's going to produce in you and how it's going to equip you and make you ready for the new things that he has in mind. And I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your entire world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.